Terrorist Israel attacks worshippers in sacred mosque and bombs Gaza. Let's get into it. So there was an overnight attack on Palestinian worshippers by terrorist Israeli police inside the sacred Al-Aqsa Mosque. This happened last night. Palestinian worshippers were praying in the Al-Aqsa Mosque when an Israeli terrorist police raid occurred. They beat worshippers with batons, the terrorist Israeli police did, while firing tear gas and stun grenades. This all happened inside the mosque, the sacred mosque. So worshippers were beaten with batons, fired on with gas and stun grenades. What also took place where there were arrests and young Palestinians were taken away, abducted from inside the building, while simultaneously beaten by these Israeli terrorist police, beaten in handcuffs. These are cowards, these terrorist Israelis. They're cowards. This is the kind of coward attack that you can expect from these animals, these Israeli animals. All total, at least 12 Palestinians were wounded by rubber bullets and beatings. They fired these rubber bullets inside the sacred mosque. These are animals, these Israelis. They're not civilized, they're uncivilized, savages. More than 350 Palestinians, at least 350 Palestinians have been arrested and taken away by terrorist Israeli police. And the medics were blocked by the terrorist Israeli police from tending to the wounded and injured. They were blocked from doing their jobs. They have no morals, these Israelis, Jewish Israelis. They have no morals, they have no ethics. They're soulless, they have no soul. They're like the Westerners that support them. All of this happened during the Islamic holy month of Ramadan. Like, imagine if Muslims did this to Jews somewhere in a predominantly Islamic country. They uprooted Jews, forced them to live in concentration camps, oppressed them, committed genocide against them, beat and terrorized and oppressed them during Yom Kippur and the religious holidays. The world would go mad. The world would go crazy over this treatment. Have it happen to Palestinians and the freaking world is silent. The West is complicit in this, the Western world. All of this happened under the right-wing fascist government of Israel. They're behind these attacks. Zionist terrorist Netanyahu and others exploited the Trump indictment. So Netanyahu and Israel have this pattern of whenever there's a big story in the United States or in the international world, like when Russia invaded Ukraine, Israel then exploits that to carry out attacks against Palestinians, to carry out terrorist attacks against Palestinians, so that the story of Palestinians being terrorized and oppressed by Israel is hidden under the bigger story. They did this when Russia invaded Ukraine. They did this today with the Trump indictment. They exploited the Trump indictment to carry out these attacks so that these Israeli terrorist attacks against Palestinian worshippers in the Middle East and Palestinians in Gaza could be concealed in the international media under the hoopla of the Trump indictment, spectacle, and story. They do this with calculating precision. These animals know what they're doing. And the world sits in silence. The UN is powerless to do anything. It holds no power. I don't know why it's there. It's just a Western tool. And the West is complicit. They're guilty of this. Of aiding and abetting terrorist Israel. So that's what I have to say about terrorist Israel's attack against worshippers in the West Bank and the bombing of Gaza. What do you guys have to say about this? Subscribe to the channel. Leave a like. It helps with the algorithm. Leave a comment. Let me know what you think about this story. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, tweet me. Let me know what you think about this story there. Take care.